This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. The Securities and Exchange Commission wants to encourage more companies to go public. More IPOs, the thinking goes, can be good for the economy. Starting today, a new rule allows all companies, regardless of their size, to file IPO paperwork confidentially. Before today, that option wasn't available to businesses with revenues of more than $1 billion. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Twitter confidentially filed for an IPO. So did Snap, and so did companies that we don't know about because they never actually went public.
This lets them go through that process and not disclose it till they're really fairly confident that the market conditions are good for going public.
Richard Truesdell is at Davis Polk. He expects most all companies will now file confidentially and release their financials only when they're sure they want to pull the trigger.
Having that information out there publicly for a long period of time suggest to the market that your IPO isn't going well, that you're somewhat damaged goods.
But will this actually increase the number of IPOs? Maybe, but not by a lot. Jeffrey Vetter is a partner at Finnegan West.
Nearly every IPO company could already have done this because there's very few companies with over $1 billion in revenues.
But he thinks big companies could be more willing to take that first step now that it's secret. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.